is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The man accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump at a Florida golf course last year has been convicted. The jury took just 2 hours to find Ryan Ruth guilty. He represented himself, criminal defense attorney Joe Tamburino.
Having an attorney means you have a third party who's very well knowledgeable about the law, rules, procedures. You have a professional. You have an expert to be able to look at your case rather than have you make the decisions. He was completely not able to provide himself with a defense.
Ruth apparently tried to stab himself with a pen after the jury left the courtroom. Marshals subdued him. President Trump is in New York today, where he spoke to the UN General Assembly, blasting the world body for not doing enough to end wars.
It's too bad that I had to do these things instead of the United Nations doing them. And sadly, in all cases, the United Nations did not even try to help in any of them.
After the speech, Trump met with Ukraine's president. He says Ukraine could now win back all of its territory from Russia. And as to those Russian incursions over NATO countries,
do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they entered their airspace?
Yes, I do.
Trump also indicated his frustration over countries recognizing a Palestinian state. Phyllis Bennis is with the Institute for Policy Studies.
The votes at the General Assembly in recent days involving a number of questions around the crisis in Gaza and in the West Bank show, and in fact escalate, the isolation of the United States and Israel.
There was a meeting scheduled for today between Trump and top Democrats as a government shutdown looms. Allison Keyes reports it didn't happen.
President Trump says on social media he will not meet with top Democrats to avert a government shutdown, saying no meeting could possibly be productive. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the extremists want to shut down the government because they are unwilling to address the Republican health care crisis that is devastating America.
ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live is set to return tonight with millions watching to see if he addresses his nearly week-long suspension. Matt Piper has that.
With Sinclair and Nexstar Station Group saying they won't carry Jimmy Kimmel's return, it means 70 stations nationwide will instead air something else.
It's Jimmy Kimmel Live!
The two corporations collectively control about a quarter of ABC affiliates. Bigger cities like Washington, D.C., Seattle, and St. Louis won't see it, nor will places like New Orleans and Nashville.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished lower. The Dow was off 88 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Golden Rondell will host a talk about gun violence tomorrow. The city is hosting what they call a special community conversation, featuring an interactive panel aimed at finding new approaches to safer streets. Seating is limited at the Golden Rondell. You need to RSVP in advance to be a part of that discussion. There's more on the city's website. Those downtown Racine kites are for sale. The eye-catching art pieces that adorn the downtown over the summer will go to the highest bidders. The Downtown Racine Corporation's public art kite auction is happening now through the end of the month. The fundraiser helps support downtown activities, events, and business programs. DRC officials remind people that all bids are fully tax deductible. Racine and Waukesha have the lowest in the area, but prices in Kenosha and Milwaukee aren't that much higher. For gas, it's $2.83 on the low end, $2.89 on the high. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average price in the state on Monday, being $2.88, means prices are 3.9 cents higher than a month ago. However, this is still 8.5 cents per gallon lower than this time last year.
Fewer kids showed up in Kenosha public schools this fall. Officials say it's part of a trend that's been building for years. The state-mandated third Friday count puts KUSD enrollment at 17,799, a drop of just over 700 students from last year. The state will now use those enrollment numbers to decide how much funding KUSD gets from state and local sources. Racine Unified numbers aren't yet available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
a new pitcher for the crew.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a new starting pitcher tonight for Milwaukee when the Brewers face the Padres in San Diego. He's 30-year-old left-hander Bruce Zimmerman called up over the weekend to take the place of Brandon Woodruff, now on IL with a strained lat. The Brewers losing last night to the Padres 5-4 in 11 innings. San Diego clinched their spot in the postseason for a fourth time in the last 6 years. NFL, the Packers had a field goal blocked Sunday that could have been a game winner against the Browns. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
The unfortunate thing about special teams in general is when there is a mistake, they're catastrophic mistakes. I would say most of the emphasis typically when you're just talking across the league is placed on punt. Bottom line with us, I think it comes down to just being disciplined and trusting your technique.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In love, memory of Don Halber.
Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I know you've been waiting for it. I've got it for you now. Another keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. This hour's keyword is bling. B-L-I-N-G, bling. Text that back to me before 6 o'clock for your chance to win the green and the gold. The green is cash. The gold is jewelry. You'll also get in on the grand prize drawing for indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. And again, this hour's keyword is bling. Good luck from WRJM.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. A comfortable early fall day with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. On your Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun. Can't completely rule out an isolated shower. A high of 68. Right now, it's 66 degrees. WRJN.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1973.
Welcome to the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion, where the music is timeless, the memories are priceless, and the polyester is, well, let's just say it's still in the closet. Today, we rewind to 1973. It was the year when you could still fill your tank for under $2 until the oil embargo hit and suddenly the family vacation turned into a walk to the corner store. Here in Wisconsin, the taverns were packed every Friday night for fish fry, polka, and pitchers of Schlitz. Life was simple, and so were the haircuts, unless you were going for that Farrah Fawcett look. In 1973 on the radio, we were listening to George Harrison and Give Me Love.
Help me cope with this heavy
Released in May of 1973, it's George Harrison and Give Me Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1973. That song became George Harrison's second U.S. number one hit, famously knocking Paul McCartney's My Love from the top spot and marking the only time the two former Beatles held the top two chart positions in the U.S. Well, in 1973, this was reported on the CBS Evening News.
Good evening. At 5 minutes after 2 this afternoon, Vice President Agnew resigned. His one-sentence letter of resignation to the Secretary of State made Agnew the second man in history to quit the nation's second highest office, but the first to do so under a cloud of scandal. Outside the federal courthouse in Baltimore, Agnew gave his reasons.
I believe it would be against the national interest, have a brutalizing effect on my family to go through a long 2-year struggle concerning this matter. You also may be aware of what I said in open court, that I categorically and flatly deny the assertions that have been made by the prosecutors with regard to their contentions of bribery and extortion on my part.
On the radio in 1973, we were listening to Gladys Knight and the Pips and Midnight Train to Georgia. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 73.
I'm
than live without him.
It's Gladys Knight and the Pimps and Midnight Train to Georgia on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1973. That song was written by Jim Weatherly as Midnight Plane to Houston after a conversation he had with Farrah Fawcett in 1970. Now, Whitney Houston's mother, Sissy Houston, recorded it in 1973, requesting the title change to Midnight Train to Georgia due to her family's southern roots and the preference for trains. Gladys Knight and the Pips, of course, then released the song, making it a number one hit and a soul classic. Well, in 1973, kids were eating a brand new cereal, Boo Berry.
Someone's come for a nutritious breakfast.
What?
Hello, my name is Boo. Let me finish. Boo Berry, my ghostly good blueberry-flavored cereal, Boo Berry, is part of this complete breakfast.
Boo to you, Blueberry!
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry!
Count Chocula!
And Blueberry.
On the radio in 1973, we were listening to Paul Simon and Loves Me Like a Rock. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1973.
When I was a little boy,
the devil called my name
when I was just a boy.
I say, now who do
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in the Sunday choir.
Ooh,
oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me.
Oh, she loves me like a rock. She rocks me like a rock.
When I was grown to be a man,
oh, be a man.
And the devil would call my name,
oh, be a man.
I say, now who do
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
Oh, be a man.
I'm a consummated man,
oh, be a man.
Such a little purity. My mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. She rocked me like a rock of ages. I love me. She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. And if I was the president, the minute the Congress called my name, I say, now who do you think you're fooling? I got the president, you see, I'm up on the presidential poll.
She rocked me like the rock of ages. I love me.
1973, it's Paul Simon and Loves Me Like a Rock on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973. I love the prominent background vocals in that song. They were provided by gospel group the Dixie Hummingbirds. Well, in 1973, if you went to the movies, perhaps you saw The Sting. Going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1973. Now, tomorrow, we've got Brewers baseball, so we'll see you again Thursday afternoon for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. And on Thursday, we're going to feature the class of 1972.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at $11,840 off MSRP plus 3.9% financing. These are brand new 2025 1500 Bighorns. Combine the massive discount of $11,840 with the low 3.9% financing and save big. During the Drive Into Fall event, you will always spend less and get more at Martin's. Stop by or shop online at martinsgarage.net. Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family owned and operated for 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee. Valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Savings from MSRP may not be the price at which the vehicle is sold in the trade area. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. See dealer for details. Expires 9/30/2025.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. In case you missed it before, let me repeat this hour's keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is bling, B-L-I-N-G, bling. Text that back to me before 6 o'clock, your chance to win the green and the gold. Use the Civic Media app to text it to us before 6, and good luck with WRJN.
From just one.
this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, the home of the Don Rosen Morning Show. And his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can find many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People in Caledonia can chime in about the data center proposal there tomorrow night. The village is hosting a neighborhood information meeting about rezoning 245 acres at Botting Road and Douglas Avenue for a proposed data center project. The changes would shift the land from farming and residential zoning to light industrial. Village officials say this session is just informational with no votes planned. The meeting runs from 5 to 7 at Caledonia Village Hall. The Golden Rondelle will host a talk about gun violence tomorrow. The city is hosting what they call a special community conversation featuring an interactive panel aimed at finding new approaches to safer streets. There's a screening of a movie called The Body Politic. That's a film on Baltimore's fight to cut gun violence. There will then be a discussion with police, community leaders, and the Violent Crime Reduction Initiative. Seating is limited at the Golden Rondelle. You need to RSVP in advance to be a part of that discussion. There's more on the city's website. He was already headed to a trial for gun and drug offenses in Racine. Now more charges are stacking up. 32-year-old Alfonso Wells of Racine was arrested during a traffic stop last Tuesday in Sturtevant. Officers say they found drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a loaded gun on him. Wells had been out of lockup on a $1,000 bond since March, tied to 10 earlier felony charges from last year. That includes felony possession of a weapon. This time, he's again charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of narcotics, and other charges. He's being held in the Racine County Jail awaiting a court date.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN Weather.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. More clouds than sun today. A comfortable early fall day with high temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. On your Wednesday, again, more clouds than sun. Can't completely rule out an isolated shower. A high of 68. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Do you have the Civic Media app? If you have not already gotten the Civic Media app, why don't you go do it right now? You can do it at civicmedia.us or wherever you get your apps, at the Google Play Store or the App Store. Get that Civic Media app, download it, find the WRJN page, and then click on the text button, because you're going to want to text this keyword back to me before 6 o'clock. The keyword is bling. B-L-I-N-G, bling. Text that back to me before 6 o'clock. Your chance to win the green and the gold. The green is $200 cash. The gold is some gold jewelry. Plus, every entry puts you in the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see Green Bay take on Minnesota in November. Get that Civic Media app and play before 6 o'clock tonight on WRJN. Good luck.
Since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night.
and the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman, and our Friday night tradition continues this Friday night as we bring you more high school football action. Dick Graceffa calls the game between Burlington and Lake Geneva Badger. The pregame is Friday night at 6:40, the kickoff at 7. High school football brought to you in part by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. Find our whole schedule online at WRJN.com.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way. Brewers baseball later tonight. All right, you only have a couple of minutes left to text this hour's keyword back to us in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state contest. This hour's keyword is bling. B-L-I-N-G, bling. Text that back to me before 6 o'clock for your chance to win and good luck from WRJN. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a
traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. GMCs, tramps, and thieves. We're hearing from the people of the town. They call us GMCs, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly today after the Secretary General called on nations to put the rule of law ahead of their own power.
The principles of the United Nations that you have established are under siege.
Trump aired a number of grievances from the UN policies on migration.
When your prisons are filled with so-called asylum seekers who repaid kindness, and that's what they did, they repaid kindness with crime. It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. Let's see, I can tell you. I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell.
He said countries recognizing a Palestinian state are rewarding Hamas.
Instead of giving in to Hamas's ransom demands, those who want peace should be united with one message. Release the hostages now.
And Trump called climate change the greatest con job ever. Patrick Drupp is with the Sierra Club.
It sends a really bad signal. The truth is that the U.S. is needed on the global stage to lead when it comes to the clean energy transition, when it comes to solving the climate crisis.
Trump called renewables a joke. He also met later with Ukraine's president and said it looks like Russia's war won't end for a long time. A man accused of plotting to assassinate Trump at a Florida golf course last year was convicted today. CBS's Christian Benavides is covering the trial of Ryan Ruth.
Guilty on all five counts that he was facing.